Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's podcast, I asked the question, does having a cold or a flu give you a new perspective on life if you have dyslexia? So in today's episode, I've want to talk about this cold or flu I've had. I always get those two mixed up, right? I always think a cold is pretty light and a flu is really intense. That's about the difference. I'm sure there's a better definition. But I want to talk about this one I've just had and a few realizations that have come to light. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so you can probably even hear in my voice, I'm still a bit croaky. I'm coming back to life, and it feels absolutely great. And so I thought I'd do a podcast about it, because I probably had three realizations. I might throw a fourth one in if it comes to mind as we go, but, you know, a few realizations over this period. Now, for me, this last weekend was a huge work weekend. One of the parts of what I do is I run these large-scale events for 300-odd people, and we had one on Sunday. And you know Murphy's Law, you're going to get sick the Wednesday before or the Tuesday beforehand. That happened to me. It was probably the worst flu I've had in a while, and it really just took me out. It was really tough. I got a bit of work done, but you know, you take so many different cold and flu pills to try and survive. It just, it was very challenging. And it was one of those flus where you've got that headache at the front of your head and you're just like, I don't want to do anything. Kind of that kind of feeling. But what I found was probably the first realization I had is it slowed me down. It really slowed me down and it made me present. Now, one of the challenges I find with dyslexia and, you know, the energetic side of ADHD is I'm always kind of looking forward. I'm always trying to grow as a person and look at what's next. You know, trying to keep my brain interested in the world and focused on, you know, something exciting that's ahead of us. You know, trying to taper in all of the different rabbit holes my mind runs down. So when I'm sick, I don't do that as much. I kind of slow down and just look at what's right in front of me. What do I have to do today? And this is something that, you know, if you listen to any motivational podcast, they say, start to focus on what you can control in the day ahead. Or, you know, start to look at the stuff and be present. But for those of us with dyslexia and ADHD, it's really freaking hard. It's really hard. It's kind of like saying, sit still for an hour. It's tough, right? It's tough. And so when I'm sick, it's kind of like my brain actually says, don't worry about the future. We're just going to survive the week. How does that sound? And it's kind of like, it doesn't say that in my head, but, you know, it's kind of that feeling of your brain kind of clicks into gear. And I found myself, you know, resting more than I do normally. Like if I rested that much, I'd probably be in a good place. I actually ate better than I normally do as well. You know, I was a lot more in touch with my kind of hunger feelings and, you know, what my body wanted. It was kind of like I knew I wanted to heal before this event or close to it. So I was like, what do I need? Instead of kind of just living in my head, letting my head decide all that, it's kind of like it connected to my body at a much higher degree to try and heal myself, which was pretty cool. And it's you know, I'm sure for some people that go, I don't get it. I just don't get that. But for me, like it was intense. It was really noticeable. Like I just really noticed that I slowed down. My to-do lists went down from 9 boxes to 4. And I just said, what are the 4 most important things I have to do today? You know, the one challenge of being self-employed or working for yourself, especially with deadlines and things on, it's really tough to take a complete break. But I at least turned it down a huge amount, which was fantastic and really, really exciting for me. Like it was, you know, I'm sure others don't get excited about this stuff, but it does excite me a little bit. And so I really enjoyed that turning down phase on who I was. You know, the other thing that really, you know, this is probably the second thing I really enjoyed was, just this feeling of enjoying, you know, being able to look at where I am and be grateful. I don't know, there's like a gratitude piece that, hey, you know, I kind of got to sit with myself and go, all the work I've put in this year and the years before to grow and to be who I am, you know, I've actually created an environment that I'm proud of. And I just found myself very grateful each morning. You know, if I'm sick, I can actually enjoy, you know, I can actually rest. It's okay. I live in a country like where I can lay in bed and watch Netflix for 4 hours. You know, do you know what I mean? Like it's a pretty cool feeling. It's not, I can do it all the time, but it's really nice to be able to do it when I'm sick. And I was just very grateful for a lot of the small things that I don't always see. And so that was really big. And then the third thing is on the way out of illness, you know, and I'm still probably a couple of days away. It's kind of like this curve. It's like, so you've got this curve, imagine a graph that's going down as you get sicker. Well, you just start to feel worse. You know, let's be honest, you just start to feel worse. And it kind of takes you to this trough. And then as you get better every day, you just feel so much better and you know it's noticeable. And that noticeable difference, I don't know, it puts a pep in my step. Isn't that a fantastic term? Have they used that since the 70s? Probably not. But it gives me like a, I just feel good. It's kind of like going from 50% energy to 80%. And you notice it and you go, wow, that's awesome. I just feel good. Even though 2 weeks ago I'd have been at the same level, or a week ago I'd been at the same level. But because there is that difference of where you are and where you're going, you do actually get that weird peppy feeling. You know, and that's, you know, it gives you kind of that nice vibe. And so, like, it's actually been really enjoyable to come out of being sick and starting to feel better because it's noticeable. When, like, your day-to-day life is always, like, maybe it's between, for some people, it could be between 90 and 95% energy. Some could be 70 to 75%, but usually sit in a band. But when that band changes massively, that perspective on it is important. And it's kind of made me realize just how important, it's a great reminder of how important perspective is. You know, all our life is perspective. My perspective is different to yours. Yours is different to mine. Yours, we're all different to the person in the corner. You know, we're all different, right? In how we have different perspectives on things. And it's the thing that makes us human. It makes us different. And, you know, just being sick changed my perspective. How cool is that? How awesome is that? To know that it can do it. And it reminded me, what other perspectives do I need to consider in my life? What other perspectives are not helping me? Because other people have different perspectives. So what can I change? What can I adjust? What perspective do I need to make my life that little bit better? And you know, there's heaps out there. I'm still sitting with this question at the moment, but it's great that it raised it and it made it clear. You know, being dyslexic learners, I learn from experience. I experienced sickness. I was able to see the patterns and understand what was happening. And I was able to work with it to improve my life. And I choose the perspective of looking for the best in things, looking for the best outcomes. There's always something to learn. There's always a pattern to see. There's always a pattern to see that helps me. And so, you know, hey, that's what I saw. Hopefully that's added some value. It's going to be a short podcast today because I'm still on the up and up. But have an epic rest of your day and I'll be back in a couple of days.